The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm gonna live till I die. I'm gonna laugh instead of cry. I'm gonna take the town and turn it upside down. I'm gonna live, live, live until I die. They're gonna say, what a guy. I'm gonna play for the sky. Ain't gonna miss a thing. I'm gonna have my fling. I'm gonna live, live, live until I die.
Hey, 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning. It is June 20th already, Thursday, on this Thursday with Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer. Francis Albert Sinatra kicking us off. Great to have you with us. It's raining in New York, flooding in New Jersey. We're going to stay on that down by 295. That's one of the great roads. 295 is like a hidden secret in Jersey where there's sometimes, and most of the time, no traffic. I shouldn't even say that because now you'll be traveling there, right? Goes kind of down by the west side of the great state of New Jersey, and there's flooding there. So I hope that the governor is up and out and on the scene because it's flooding and it's getting worse and worse. So there's a lot of so we're going to be careful with that. We're going to cover that. A lot of news to get into today. I mean, I don't even know where to start because I had a wild night I wanted to tell you about. And then, like I always tell you, the news overnight, boom, it just breaks, and here we go. The United States confirms a drone shot down. You saw that, right? United States officials confirming that Iran shot down an American drone with a surface-to-air missile. The official speaking on condition of anonymity. Well, that's curious right there, because you want to hear from the Department of Defense that indeed that happened, and we have not, according to these reports. But this official, this anonymous official, said the drone was taken out in international airspace Thursday in the Strait of Hormuz. This contradicts Iranian media reports that the drone was in Iranian airspace. The drone is an RQ-4 Global Hawk. Costs, I think it's like $20 million. Is that right? Am I right? Something like ridiculously like that. So this right here, and I just wanted to get on this a second, and then we'll get, hopefully we'll have some fun as well on this Thursday. This is exactly how wars start. This is exactly how we get into these long wars. Now, I'm a bit of a hawk. Call me a chicken hawk, whatever you want to call me. I really feel you have to be terse, and you have to be firm, and you have to be quick on this. If this, indeed this is verified, we will answer it today. Mark my words. President Trump will answer that today. But I always ask the question, before we do that, why can't there be, and I say it till I'm blue in the face, a rapid deployment international strike force under the aegis of an allied supreme commander, not unlike what Dwight Eisenhower did, you know, in the Normandy invasion and being the commander in the European theater. Why can't we just have everybody in this together? And there, it's a volunteer force. And this is when you would go after Iran and take them out. Because what's going to happen is we're going to get in. It's going to be our responsibility, and it's going to be another mess. You know, we have Colonel Jack Jacobs coming up, best-selling author, Medal of Honor recipient, a true hero in Vietnam, one of the really great guys that I know, very grounded, very down to earth, but has seen war at its absolute worst, and you know, came out being absolute, one of the absolute best in America, Colonel Jack Jacobs is, and he'll comment on this. But we go in, we're going to go in, and we're going to take care of it. It's the United States. Here we go again, and and all they do is hate us. That's all they do. So I'm so America first. Why don't we pull back? And why? I don't know why. And it would be great if the Democrats, Republicans, and then, you know, Justin Trudeau is coming to the White House today. They could talk about a rapid deployment allied strike force, which I know is out there and in some form. you know, but maybe we should say this is it. Is it under the aegis of the UN? Well, then nothing will get done. But, you know, I know there's NATO forces there. Nothing gets done. It's always us. It's always us, you know. But if indeed they shot down a drone, you don't think Donald Trump's going to answer that? But we have to make sure it's verified, and it is not. Robert Auth, our friend, is we're going to be talking about New Jersey politics. New Jersey is in a mess. It's a mess. It's an embarrassment, and it's a mess. Hey, and I'm the guy that wrote the jokes 30 years ago. You know what I'm saying? What exit? I don't even know anymore. All I know is it's high taxes. The Democrats are fighting with the Democrats. I've never seen that. And there's some Democrats making sense. Other Democrats are just trying to, I'm trying to use the right words, assault us with more taxes. So Robert Auth will break that down for us. Elias Huzzamadine, president of the New York City Correction Officers Benevolent Association, will join us. Roger Stone, longtime Donald Trump confidant. I mean, they're part of the collateral damage of that ridiculous witch hunt. And Roger will join us, and we'll see how he is doing indeed. Dr. Kevin Sabat, co-founder of Smart Approaches to Marijuana, one of the country's largest groups opposing legalization of marijuana. After talking to Commissioner Bratton in the studio the other day, you know, say it's so hard. You legalize marijuana, man, it just, and what's happening in Colorado? You see what's happening in Colorado? There's so much dope, there's so much weed going around. Kids are just buying it, man. Kids are, it's just makes it more accessible to kids. And the young kids, they have so many problems. This is what we need now. I think it's the worst thing that could possibly happen. We'll hear what Dr. Kevin Sabat has to say. And Mike Gonzalez, a senior fellow with the Heritage Foundation, will join us as well. And you always, 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. So another police officer shot and killed. I mean, what more do I have to tell you? It's an epidemic. Can we address this in Washington, D.C.? Can we address this? You have a president that is the most pro-law enforcement president ever. So can't the Democrats join together and the Republicans, instead of nipping and saying bad things about President Trump, get together and stop this assault on police officers? A Sacramento, California police officer is dead after a man with a rifle opened fire while officers were responding to a what? Domestic disturbance call. A domestic, how many times do I tell you that? These police officers put their lives on the line. They have to worry about terrorists. They have to worry about wackos. And now a domestic disturbance. So you go to help a family and an officer is shot. Female officer shot and killed in Sacramento. Inexcusable. It's just inexcusable. And this shooter was armed with a rifle, kept officers pinned down for more than 40 minutes while the wounded officer lay in a yard. And an armored vehicle had to go in. This is an epidemic. This is as much an epidemic, this assault on police officers, as it is the mass shootings in schools and in workplaces. This is what I want to see the politicians talk about. I don't want to see the tit for tat. I don't want to see the takedown of President Trump. I don't want to see the Mueller report. I don't want to hear what Nadler has to say. I don't want to hear what Adam Schiff has to say. I don't care. Maxine Waters, go home. Hang it up. Take care of your district. These politicians are so out of touch. It's an industry. It's an industry. That's all they are and all they care about. Cops are being killed. Kids are being killed in school, and we're not addressing the problem. And I would humbly submit, respectfully, to the President of the United States to make these issues. This is what we have to concentrate on, and I need the Democrats. They're not going to jump together on him. They don't want to work with this president on anything, on anything. And now it's time for Donald Trump to step ahead and say, look, we got a situation. Cops are being killed. What's sad? It's less than the police officers killed is less this year than last year. We have to compare that? One cop is too many cops. And the fact that people are emboldened to feel that they can attack police officers, therein lies the problem of civility and law and order in the United States of America. There's no consequences. In my day, God forgive me, right or wrong, somebody killed a cop, you never heard from the guy again. I'm just saying, that's me talking, and maybe that wasn't right, but what happened to that guy? No one knows. No, you know, no, and it was a neighborhood thing. Nobody knew. And then, you know what? Somebody would say, you know, some wacko, yeah, I better not do that because I'm going to end up like that guy that never showed up again. Consequences. Oh, Lord, it's inexcusable. So illegal weed fails in New York. So that's good news. I'm sorry. You know, so the legalization of recreational marijuana not getting passed by New York lawmakers. So What a day I had yesterday. I mean, and compared to the news that I just told you, it's just minor. And I just say with a, you know, just with a hint of sarcasm, what a day I had yesterday. But, man, I was running around all over the place. We went, finished up, right? And then I go back and I go back to the hotel and I'm staying in New York. And I know I went to the Yankee game yesterday. The Yanks just slaughtered Tampa. Yeah, it was like 12-1 or something like that. It was like that. It was like unbelievable. And it was great to see. And everybody was so nice. And then I go in and I shake hands and I meet people from all around the country. And they were so great. I go with my buddy. He brings me around. Mickey Rivers was there. You saw the picture I post? Mickey Rivers is one of the fun. He is so funny, this guy. I mean, he was the center fielder for the Yankees, you know, back in the 70s. And hysterical. And yeah, Joe, you know, I got more kids than you. You got to catch up with me, Joe. It's Mickey Rivers, man. I said, Mick, I'm trying, brother. Rumor has it. And just to lighten up when you see some of these dramatic and horrible news stories, forgive me, but just to lighten up to get your day started, Mickey, I swear, has 27 children. This is what rumor has it. We will confirm that as the show goes on. I think 27 children. I got a lot of catching up to do. I'll tell you that, man. So, and he's just a sweetheart of a guy. And then I sat down with Roy White, a man I have always had respect for, immense respect for, you know, one of the great Yankees. He was there, and Doc Gooden was there. Doc looked good. He was on his way to see graduation of one of his children. Doc's got five kids like me. So it was great, just a great baseball day, and we got to see everybody. Mike Torres was there, so it was great to meet everybody. Pat Cullen was there from our radio station. A lot of the unions were there from the court officers, and a lot of the unions were there, and I just met everybody. And had a great time, you know. Then I get this, a phone call from my kids. And, Daddy, oh, we're coming into New York. Now, do you get nervous when your kids go to the city, right? If you're in the suburbs. And don't forget, we're all from the city. We're all from the Bronx or Queens or Brooklyn, right? Right? Or wherever, you know. And we're from Newark, you know. So you know the city. But then you go in the suburbs, and do we soften up? I don't know. But when we hear our kids say, hey, I'm going into the city, well, yeah, now I'm panicking because Allie's driving, you know. And then I got Olivia and Mike. Oh, they're in a. Oh, my. So they took the train in. And of course, now I'm like drone dad. You know, I'm like, phone, where are you guys? And what's going on? You know, and talking to. So they found out. Now they were going to the Metropolitan Museum of Art to see the Jimi Hendrix display there, right? So, like, okay. So I say to the guys, I'm like, look, where are we going? We're going down to the David Cone event. We were going afterwards to the David Cone event, right? The David Cone Foundation, which was a great event. I'll tell you about that later because that was a great, great event. David, great guy, and a lot of great Yankees there for a great cause as well. So then, but I stop. I take my guys, and we're in the car, and we stop, and I go, well, kids, I'll meet you at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, you know, like, because I'm a dork, and I'm going to go meet the kids. And you know what? I'm walking in. It's so crowded because it's like summertime. Tourists all over. And I'm now on the phone with Olivia. Where are you? She goes, Dad, turn around. I mean, what are the odds? Boom, they're my kids at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. I saw them came in. And as a dad, I'm such a dork dad. I said, hey, great. This is great. So I said, did you see the Jimi Hendrix display? Closed. So this is my little gripe. Metropolitan Museum of Art. They closed it. It closes at 5:30. At 5:15, the kids got there at the Jimi Hendrix display, and they closed it. Why would you close it? They never got to see Jimi Hendrix. Came all the way in to see the Hendrix. 15, you couldn't say, you know, this is for the public. Come on in. So I felt so bad for the kids. But meantime, it was raining. Thank God I had an umbrella. I got them set up, and it all went well, and it was great. Then I went out to the David Cone event, and my goodness, what a night! And then I just got a couple hours sleep, and here I am in the morning, and we got a lot to get into. But it was. Oh, look at this story. What are you telling me, Frankie? You put this in for me. All of a sudden, I'm going to say, let's have a great day. Where is this? Because the anchor dashboard does not work. I mean, I wish you would just tell the station the anchor dashboard is just. It's nil. We have to really fix that. But there was a story there about where is it? I just lost it. Okay. Are you loading stories in, Frankie? And good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Joe. How are you? Yeah, no, looking good.
I am good. Yeah, no sleep. How about that? Right, that David Cone event was great.
It looked like
kids
a lot
at the Metropolitan Museum.
One of our great New York Mets.
Yankees Stadium. Yeah, the perfect game, man. They were showing that on the screen like that. What does that say? Al, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. I'm good.
Wait, I saw it. Oh, come on. We have something that feeds the news stories, but they say, this is for you, Joe. It's called Anchor Dashboard. It's going to work. It does not. not work. I will tell you right now, it just is not. It just doesn't work. We have to invent. We have to find something new. And because when I see a story that says flesh eating bacteria, excuse me,
and now I can't find
it. I can't find it because the flesh
might be in you.
The flesh apparently ate the anchor dashboard. The flesh eating thing. Here it is. Flesh eating bacterial infection on the rise. Why? Oh, back Delaware Bay. A study is indicating that a flesh-eating bacterial infection is gaining a foothold in the Delaware Bay. The Fibrio vulcan. If I pronounce this word, it's going to sound profane. So it's something.
Would you like me to pronounce it?
No. It's okay. Vibrio vulnificus bacteria typically thrives in warm, brackish water along the. Do you got any scary music there, Al? This is a monster movie along the southeast coast of the United States and was rarely found. I lost it. The anchor dashboard went away. But oh my gosh, that Delaware Bay.
Be careful.
But it happens.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but you're okay.
You know what?
And I'll tell you why. Because you are extremely healthy. You spray Durasan on everything. So I don't think you're really going to have an issue with this. Healthy people can get this bacteria and be fine. It's if you have a cut or an infection or you're not feeling good, and you're in the water.
But you know what? It's warm water. That's why mostly down south.
Right.
It's warm water.
Yeah.
And it's where it's kind of, there it is, the flesh-eating bacteria.
But you'll be all right.
This is a And if you go into like this water that's still and warm. You know what the bacteria does? This fibromacamacanus? It goes into your nose. It goes into your nose. Listen to me. And it attacks your brain.
Oh, man.
And eats you. Flesh-eating bacteria. Happy Thursday. Welcome to the Piscopo Show.
Joe's going to go fishing with his son, and he's going to be in a complete head-to-toe hazmat suit.
What kind of
story? He's
going to
be Dustin Hoffman in Outbreak so that nothing penetrates. Casey!
I'll be looking for little monkeys. Little monkeys with diseases. That's scary.
Yes. If you're a healthy adult.
I don't think so.
No, in the story, it does say if you're healthy.
Well, if I could get the story of my anchor. We just dumped the anchor dashboard, Frank. You know what we should do? Let's invent stuff. I want to invent. Hold out, because I'm at ADD this morning.
Okay.
Well, when we come back, I'm going to tell you exactly what we have to invent for our morning show. Because everything's cost effective. Throw it out. We have to come up with our own news feed that we should put out online. Because when you go online, everybody's got an agenda. Every news organization has got an agenda. There's no objective news. We should have an objective news from the Piscopo Show in the morning.
I like it.
Piscopo, Marana, Gattulo, Debbie, you guys are all, we're all together on this. And we have a bullet point news breakdown. Can we do that?
I mean, I don't really know a lot about coding or anything like that.
No, we just put it out online. We just do it on the. I'll put it on our website or something like that.
Great.
Huh?
I think it's a great idea.
I'll ask. I'm sure I'll get money from. Maybe not.
No.
Okay.
Not to panic anyone. Most healthy people are less at risk to contract a vibro infection. The patients who did all suffered from medical conditions that may have predisposed them to infection. Oh, so again, if you're sick or prone to getting sinus, sickness, this, that, you're more prone to getting this. If you're a healthy adult
that
like yourself,
Joe, does
make me
feel a little better.
You'll be all right. And again, Durasan will.
Debbie. Good morning, Debbie. How you doing this morning?
Hi.
So I'm in the car. I'm in this. Yeah. We had this driver yesterday, and I take my because I put it in my pocket, and I'm prepared if there's a nuclear explosion. I know exactly. I'll prepare for everything because I'm that anal. So I have my iPhone charger, and I kept it. Now I put it in the car. Now of course I left it in the car, And I buy constant all these little wires to charge the phone. So now yesterday I found something in the studio. A great new Apple iPhone charger. It was with the block. Because I always lose the block. I always use the wires.
Oh, yes.
Lost them. And then, so I found this, and I let everybody know, I found an iPhone charger. No one got in touch with me. Now, does that give me permission to keep this iPhone charger? Now,
where did you actually find it?
In the studio. Yeah, right here, next to me.
As long as you asked everybody, I would imagine it would be okay.
Well, I know. And Al caught me, and he thought I was nuts. What was I doing, Al, when I picked up this off the floor?
Spray Durasan all over. So when it doesn't work,
Here's what I don't understand, right? The Durasan is designed to prevent the germs getting into your body, right? It doesn't matter if the germs are on the iPhone charger. You should spray the Durasan on yourself. No, and then
he sprays it enough. No, he's already protected.
I do. I know. I spray the charger, put it in my trusty Rawlings radio bag. And then I could grab it at will and not have to worry about
You're going to be the boy in the bubble soon. Good. Remember that ABC After School Special?
John
that's going to be you.
Yeah,
right, right. No immune system. That's it.
No, I'll be like Howard Hughes, man. Yeah. I'll be like Howard Hughes. Like,
exactly.
Like
Leo. Scrubbing your hands raw.
Leonardo DiCaprio, remember?
So, do you spray Dorisan on everything, like the doorknob?
He sprayed it on his toothbrush. He sprayed it on his toothbrush, Debbie. His toothbrush. Oh. Come on.
Okay, all right.
Next, he's going to spray it on his French toast for added flavor.
Not a bad idea. Oh, maple syrup Dorisan. This is good. I'm ready for it.
Yeah. More ideas.
Maple flavor. I spray that. The toothbrush is one of the most dirtiest things. Has more germs in it. And yes, just before, as I'm on the road, I spray the You know why? There's no flavor in Dorisan. I mean, is this a commercial?
There's no flavor. That's at the end of the hour. But I mean, you know, no flavor in Dorisan.
You could probably like put it in boiling water, and that would probably kill it.
No, but I have a half a bottle of maple syrup. Let's see if I can't consume
that's not a
that
half
now.
A bottle. That's a quarter.
All right. Do we have to go to traffic, or we just talk to Debbie arbitrarily about things that have nothing to do with anything? Frankie, do you mind?
Absolutely.
Sure.
I like the pictures you posted, too, with your kids.
I caught up with them at the Met, man, which was great, except they closed at 5:15. Come on. Give the kids a break. They went all the way from Jersey to see the Jimi Hendrix display. They closed. Somebody goes, sorry. Closed, you know. Come on, you can't open it up.
Joe,
you know what I'm saying?
Gotta make a call. I gotta make a call for your kids.
I gotta make a call. Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am?
Come on now.
I personally, my son plays like Jimi Hendrix. He's got to let him in. Mikey, crank up the guitar. No. Hey, 6:26. Well, it's news time actually for Al almost.
Well, I'll be right back in another 2 minutes.
I love you, Debbie. You're the best. Debbie Duhaime. Nobody better in the world, ladies and gentlemen. And she's got traffic for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, you're not going to be too happy with me right now if you're on the Staten Island Expressway because you're sitting in traffic. Staten Island Expressway westbound, bumper-to-bumper traffic at Highland Boulevard. It's all due to an overturned tractor trailer. It looks like at least two lanes blocked. The eastbound side of the Staten Island Expressway bumper to bumper heading through Highland Boulevard with rubbernecking delays as well. Let's see what's happening as you take a ride to the westbound side of the belt. That's slowing down as you get out toward the area of Kennedy Airport. LIE West, pretty busy by the BQE through that new construction project. And if you're going to be taking a ride to the Whitestone Bridge, that's moving slowly into Queens. Inbound GWB 20, very foggy over there. Lincoln Tunnel 10, Holland about 10 minutes in. 80 westbound at 287 in Parsippany. It's an accident over there as well. And if you're going to be taking a ride to the Tappan Zee Bridge, at this point, you're still moving along okay. Rain today, so do expect some rain, so don't forget the umbrella. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka feels a little bad for Joe Biden.
Somebody on his account on Twitter posted a photograph of what looks like a high school girl's friendship bracelet. Joe? On the top of the bracelet? On the bottom, Barack. He's such a good friend that he won't endorse you for president. Ouch.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years. America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
For nobody, time waits for nobody. We all must plan our hopes together, or we'll have no more future.
Freddie Mercury, never released?
Never released. Just released this morning.
Wow. Let's listen for a second. Freddie Mercury. Where'd you find this, Amber?
Online.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Might as well be deaf and dumb and blind. I know that sounds unkind, but it seems to me we've not listened to or spoken about it at all. The fact that time is running out for us all.
You forget how great his voice was.
Oh, yeah. 1986, wow. He put this together, and they just released it this morning. Online. What a phenomenal song.
What was this song doing? Where was it?
This was a solo album that he was putting together back in 1986, and he did not release this song. So, very cool.
What's the name of the song?
Time Waits for No One.
There it is. All right, man.
What a wonderful
good find. Good find, Albert. Hey, Joe on the radio, good morning. Happy Thursday to you. It's a lot to get into. Frank, I know you're happy. Drones being shot down.
Oh, wonderful.
You could see a press conference today. I'm predicting Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, John Bolton, the president. You can't just take down. First of all, is it verified? This is an anonymous source. And that therein is not enough to start a war with that information.
Well,
correct?
You wouldn't think so. I mean, we've certainly gone to war for less, right? Gulf of Tonkin incident, the war in Iraq. There are two things that give me some solace, maybe three. One is, you know, President Trump is a non-interventionist, and he has very good instincts when it comes to this stuff. Doesn't mean he always follows his instincts. Sometimes he does get sort of, I don't want to say fooled, but no. He gets convinced by some of his advisors take a different path. But the president has very good instincts, so I think he's going to do the right thing here. Two, it was reported yesterday that the president is talking pretty frequently with Tucker Carlson about the Iran situation, and Tucker Carlson has been able to explain better than anyone why what we're doing is so foolish. And then three, a separate story, he apparently told his aides yesterday behind the scenes that they better tone down the rhetoric on Iran and do so in a hurry. So at least there's an attempt to de-escalate what's happening here.
But stay with me. The president has been talking to Tucker Carlson?
Yes. That's what's being reported.
Off?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you know, he frequently does that. He has these folks that he checks in with.
You know what? I got to tell you, Tucker Carlson knows a lot.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of the smartest. Clearly one of the smartest people on television in any regard, and sometimes he makes a lot of sense where I say, hey, go in, whack him, take him out, then he explains why we should not do that. But if they shot down the drone, you got to retaliate somehow. If that indeed that's verified.
I think the big question mark is, was it shot down over international space, as the Iranians are claiming? As the Americans are claiming, or was it over Iranian space? Now, if it's over Iranian space and they're shooting down an American drone over their own airspace, then I think there's very little justification for any sort of a retaliation. If it's under international space, then maybe it's a different situation. But people should make no mistake. Now, so both the General Salami.
Salami?
Exactly.
Is that right? I thought they didn't like uncured.
Hello, I'm General Pepperoni.
Where's Lieutenant Suprasad? He's coming.
I'd like you to meet Colonel Salami. Hello, Salami.
His name is Salami. I knew as soon as I said it. I said, should I just say him by title? I knew as soon as I said Salami, I was going to be in.
Open yourself up there.
But no. So General
and here
Salami.
Here comes Private Mortadella.
Come here. Hey, Sergeant Prosciutto.
You're full of baloney.
Oh boy!
Where's Prosciutto? He's never around.
He's very thin.
There's also General Soleimani, who is a separate person. He's the head of the Quds Force. Mm. But they do not necessarily march in lockstep with
My name is
Ronnie. Is so both
Bobby Gabagoo. I am.
Come on, it's only 6:30. We got 3.5 hours left.
It's going to be one of those shows, folks. You've been warned.
It's Friday.
My name is Salami. Hello. Hello. Wow. How are you? Sliced me very nicely, very thin. I have a little peppercorn in my brain.
Can we go home, Frank?
Yes, please. Let's all go home. But
is that
anyway,
the guy's name really Salami?
Yes. He's the chief commander of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard. Now, so General Salami said that we did...
He can't say his name again. He just can't. General S. Something.
Is General Salami like mustard? Or does he like just like... Just kind of hoagie kind of seasoning.
Oil and vinegar.
That's a fair
oil
question. And vinegar. I mean, as an observant Muslim, he shouldn't be eating pork anyway.
But, yeah, that's right.
But so he said, we do not intend to engage in war with any country, but we're completely ready for the war. Today's incident is a clear sign of this accurate message. So you have Rouhani and Salami, who are not necessarily always on the same page. And in fact, they're...
Would have been better.
And bologna.
It would have been better if Salami said, this whole thing's full of bologna.
Oh, boy.
That would have been a great quote. Come on.
That's actually pretty good. That may require violating your tweeting.
The Americans are full of bologna.
Conklin, thank you, Al. Ready, you got to put that out in a tweet. You know, we think the morning show thinks General Salami's full of bologna.
There you go. That's good.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
All right. So
we're at war with Iran. No big deal. Let's move on.
All right. This is great. Okay. I'm going to consume as much maple syrup as I can.
Oh, good.
Just to get my energy level up.
Wasn't up already? Wow.
Dean, I need another bottle. I need another bottle, Polly, of maple syrup.
I think you've had enough, Joe.
I think I've had enough.
Very sweet.
Please. You don't get sleep. This is what happens when you get
sleep.
I've been there. Is there another event I could do tonight?
Yeah, hopefully. What's tonight?
General Salami available?
Mm-hmm. When's the Roger Stone event?
Saturday.
Salami be served?
General Salami will be there, actually.
It will not be salami, but there will be chicken. People want to come. I've linked to it on my Facebook page. We're asking people to buy tickets.
His eyes get real big. As soon as I make Roger Stone.
You know why? I want people to buy tickets for this event because I do not want Frank to be stuck with a huge bill for food.
Well, yeah, here are my two big concerns, right? Maybe three. One is I tell the venue, 60 people are coming and only 20 people end up coming.
And he's full of bologna.
And then we have to pay for more people.
Yeah,
or the press comes and only 15 people are there and they do a story about how lame mostly Roger, are. Or three, we tell them there's going to be 50 people coming and then 150 people come and we don't have enough food and accommodations for everybody. That's why I'm asking everybody, please buy a ticket. You go to my Facebook.
What is the venue?
Facebook.com.
I can answer these questions. What was?
Well, it's 120, but they have to rework some things.
Yeah, that's
if we're going to get 120.
Yeah, because it's always better to have a smaller venue so it looks more crowded, a little bit of an overflow, something like that. You know, like Donald Trump has that overflow at all the events. Oh, my Lord. Hey, it's 6:37 already. Roger will be on the show later. We'll be chatting with Roger about that. And, you joke about it. And whether you agree with Roger or not, with his politics or not, it's collateral damage from that probe. And now Hope Hicks, I loved it. You listened to the interview with Sean Hannity and the president yesterday, and the president kept mentioning Hope Hicks, who seems like such a nice person, but they're taking arbitrary people. Still, people getting collateral damage from the Mueller probe. Get General Salami on the phone. Let's take care of this. 6:38 with Joe on the radio. Big Al has the news live and local right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
66 degrees at 6:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The legalization of recreational marijuana is not getting passed by New York state lawmakers. At least one Democratic state senator indicated the issue came close to reaching the finish line, but as the legislative session came to a close, the votes weren't there. Lawmakers in favor of the measure are vowing to continue fighting for legalization in the future. The state of New Jersey is filing a suit against the Nevada company for selling large capacity ammunition magazines despite having been served an order not to do so. Attorney General Gerbia Graywall says the complaint against New Frontier Armory LLC alleges it sold six of the magazines known as LCMs to undercover investigators, even though it received a cease and desist letter from Gruel's office in January. LCMs allow shooters to fire a large number of bullets before needing to stop and reload. Gruel purports the LCMs hold more ammunition than legally permitted in the Garden State. In sports, Yankees scored 6 runs in the first inning, 6 more in the seventh, on their way to a 12-1 win over the Rays in a 3-game sweep in the Bronx. CC Sabathia fired 6 innings of 1-run ball for his 250th career win. Steven Matz gave up 5 runs in as many innings as the Mets lost to the Braves by the final of 7-2. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you so much. Let's go out to the Cross County. The Cross County eastbound, right at the Hutch, it's an accident. And on the Hutch north, getting up toward Mamaroneck Avenue, up through Mamaroneck, it's an overturned vehicle there. So definitely want to steer clear of that one. Heading to the inbound GWB, it's about 20 to 25 minutes in. Lincoln 15, Holland about 5 to 10 minutes getting into town. 80 West at 287 in Parsippany, a car flipped, so watch for delays there. Garden State Parkway North at 135, accident getting up through Clark. And traffic is still moving pretty slowly for you as you take a ride to the Staten Island Expressway. The Staten Island Expressway heading westbound into Highland Boulevard. It's an overturned vehicle. It looks like 2 lanes blocked, an overturned tractor trailer eastbound, bumper to bumper on the Staten Island Expressway getting out toward Highland Boulevard. So definitely prepare for some extra traffic as you head right through that stretch. Looks like we'll see some thunderstorms today, high of 78. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save 5% every day by shopping at Lowe's. In-store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's Advantage card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval. Cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
My husband and I need new phones, and we're looking to save money.
Well, you've come to the right place. Look no further. Sprint has the deal for you. Double the fun. Lease the latest iPhone and get an iPhone XR on Sprint.
Wow, iPhone XR has an amazing camera. Get in here for a selfie.
Okay, great idea. Do I look okay? How's my hair?
I'm switching to Sprint.
Lease the latest iPhone and get an iPhone XR on Sprint. All you need is approved credit and 18-month leases. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
iPhone XR, 64 gigabyte, $31.25 a month. Second phone, $0 after $31.25 a month credit applied within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines of service. If cancel early, remaining balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply. Excludes tax.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus.
A state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
It may be hard to realize that those statements are true. They sound unbelievable. Hi, Kevin McCullough, but our most fundamental freedoms are under attack, and these very attacks could happen in your business, in your school, even where you volunteer. I'm asking you to give to the Freedom Fund of Alliance Defending Freedom right now to protect not only your freedoms, but also the freedoms of your children and grandchildren. Visit AM970TheAnswer.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, or call 800-569-1559. Your gift of $100 will help you defend your freedom and provide the resources needed to fight critical court battles. That's 800-569-1559, 800-569-1559, or online at am970theanswer.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
What?
Can you feel me near you?
Hello?
Make it work. Make it work,
Tommy,
Al.
Can you see me?
Hello?
Can I help to cheer you? Ooh, Tommy. 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 Tommy, can you hear me?
What? What? What?
They're coming back to the garden, by the way.
Oh, you got to put that on. I got a mouthful of water. And I almost
thought you were going to do a spit take.
I almost did a spit take right over there. Good morning. It's Joe on the radio, 6:43.
Speaking of spit takes,
what happened?
Eddie Murphy, your buddy, going to be on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Oh, that,
new season released next month.
That's great. Two Long Island guys. You know, when you see Eddie talking like that, and that you can really see him the way I have always known him all these years. Just a great, grounded, very funnier than anybody in my mind.
But very reclusive, too. I mean, he likes to stay out of the spot.
Why not? Why not? You know what? He made so... When you think of the money Ed made, and I'm telling you, it was, you want to just, after a while, and they start attacking you, and they start making up rumors, you know what you do? What? You're going to worry about that? Onward and forward. And Coming to America should be interesting.
Oh, yeah, the sequel, that's right. Yeah.
And Jerry's great. Jerry is, I mean, the brilliant Jerry Seinfeld. That's actually going to be funny. So this is, only me. So when I go from the stadium, and I was supposed to go to the Bishop thing last night, Frankie.
Yeah, I don't know how you could have gone to one more event.
Yeah,
Because I went from the stadium, and
because Cone's thing was what, at 6?
I stayed there, huh?
Cone's thing was at what, 6?
6:30.
Okay.
I went to the Metropolitan Museum to see the kids. That was so cute. It was so great just to see the kids all together hanging out. And by the grace of God, they got home safely. Boy, give me a call if it's me. Do you worry about your kids like that? Once they go to the city, you know, you always worry.
Sure.
So, and then I have an umbrella. It's starting to rain. I take my umbrella out of the car. I give Allie the umbrella. I say, take the umbrella. Make sure you stay dry. And they got home okay. So then we went down to the David Conan event at the Mandarin, which is just beautiful, you know. Everybody was there. When I tell you everybody, and David Wells, I posted a picture of that. What a great guy.
Great guy.
I said, man, you look so rough. Like, he goes, Joe, it's all an illusion. He is a funny guy. He goes, no, but I just could look the part now. I can't live up to it. I said, David, you look pretty tough to me. And then people, it was like this at the David Conan event. And Mariano was there, you know? Everybody was there. And then I went to see my dear longtime friend, Joe Torre, who I did Bond clothes radio commercials with back in the day when I was at the Improvisation before I even broke. Wow. And I went in because I would do voiceovers during my improv years. And I'm going to be with Joe Torre, the catcher. You know, he might have been still playing back then, you know, or just
At that time, sure. When was this?
You know,
late '70s.
Late '70s.
Yeah,
yeah,
he was
right?
He was a player manager for the Mets.
I said, Joe Torre, you kidding me? And we've been friends ever since. This is one of the classiest, nicest, greatest human beings. I said, Joe. I said, you emote such respect, and you make the Italian-Americans so proud. He goes, well, I'll try not to mess that up, he said. But it was great. That was with Joe Torre. It was great. Then someone said, we have somebody who has ALS, and Joe, we want you to go. Would you come over? So then I run into Bucky Dent on the way, and Bucky, who looks like spectacular. Mm-hmm. Bucky looks like a movie star. So I talk with Bucky for a second, but in the meantime, this guy's taking me to meet an ALS patient on the day of Lou Gehrig's birthday. So I go, okay, now let me go over and make sure I take care of this kid. Don't forget, remember last month or so I did that Dr. Lang HSS mm-hmm. event mm-hmm. where that was for where Russ Salzberg was honored.
Yeah, right.
Russ has been very active in that and helping cure ALS. And then I saw in that video, I saw at that time, a month ago, I saw how there are computers. Have you seen that? In front of ALS patients.
To help them speak.
They look at the letters.
Yeah.
And it goes right up on the screen. And I watched it and I saw it when I was at the HSS event with Russ. And I'm going, wow, that is amazing. And then the computer speaks. This guy, Chris, it was protect his privacy. I'll use his first name. He was in a wheelchair. He had a breathing apparatus and went over, and I could see in his eyes he was happy to see me. I talked to him. I said, man, you are courageous. This is the guy that took a wheelchair down to Washington.
Wow.
You remember that guy?
Yeah.
And he raised like $8 million for ALS. Wow. He looks at the computer, and I said, how? And he looks, and he says, Joe, this thing has changed my life. Yeah, and I see it written out. Just brilliant. So
that's amazing.
What a courageous, courageous
Absolutely.
Man. So it was like that. It was just a feel-good night all around, and I'm thinking, I got to get up the next morning. You know, I got to get up. I want to be at least coherent because if Frank mentioned something like General Salami, I don't want to fall apart on the air. Well, apparently it didn't work out too well. So then I go, okay, I'm going to get out of here. Every major baseball star was there. They were playing David Cone's Perfect Game on the big screen. And Michael Kay emceed it. And a shout out to Michael. He called the Yankee game yesterday, did he not?
Yep.
And then he did. What am I whining for?
Not only did he call the Yankee game, when the game was over, he has to run down to a storage container to finish doing his radio show.
Wow.
And then went into Manhattan.
I looked on stage. I saw Michael on stage. I said, this guy works. And he was great. And it was great. Bruce Beck was there. So I went over and I go, well, let me get out of here. And so I said to my guy, Ray, and to my all the table we were at, look, I got to get up in the morning. I'm going to sneak out before the festivities start. So I get out. I walk out. And by the time you go out, Lee Mazzilli walks over to me. Lee Mazzilli walks over. I didn't recognize him because it's me. I never recognize anybody. So I said, Lee, you know, and he looks great. And I go, he goes, oh, Mazzilli. I went, Lee, how are you? You know, remember the bobblehead thing we did?
Mm-hmm.
So great. So and now I leave, and I get in the cab. And then Rich Roffey was there, our aviator friend. Mm-hmm. So I get a text. As I get into the cab, hey, Joe, you just got a really nice shout-out from Michael Kay. I go, man, I could have waited 10 more minutes. Is that my life story? But I appreciate that, that the foundation said, and Joe Piscopo is here.
Then they showed a picture of Frank Sinatra Jr. on the screen. That's Joe Piscopo.
General Salami. Yeah, right. And I went, man, I got in the car and came back to the hotel, just went to sleep, man.
Yeah.
Just and tried to stay, listen to Sean and the president. So it's, and the news side, people don't understand when I said, I'm going to go to break. When you do this show, every news item that breaks, every single one, you have to look at it, you have to analyze
right.
it, you have an opinion on it, and you have to. And you could do it because that's the way your brain works, Frankie. With me, I got to look, I got to research it, I got to make sure it's not fake news.
Right,
it's a lot to do. So
exactly.
So, but I would have loved to have stayed there last night. Cause,
it sounds like a great event.
You know, they had a lot of who was there? Paul O'Neill was there. So Paul O'Neill, yeah. So it was all the great Yanks were there. So it was great. So big shout out to David Cohn and his foundation for a great job. And you know what, the Yankees did great. That organization is great. The stadium was great. And now we're here, and we're going to get into the news when we come back. Right now, first and foremost, at 10 before 7, mm-hmm. Debbie is looking out for you on the road. You're a big Met fan, though, Deb,
oh,
right?
Oh, Lee Mazzilli. Oh, I
great
love
guy.
Him.
Looks great. Looks
oh, wow.
looks so young. I said, wait, this looks like a young. I said, probably say, you look like a young Lee Mazzilli, you know? He looked great. What a nice guy. Great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Sounds like you ran into amazing people last night. Wow.
It was something. And I wish I would have stayed. You know, and do you do that? And you want to say,
yeah.
I just want to stay one night,
I
huh?
Stay. No,
you can't.
I went to an event Monday and yeah. I stayed for an hour and I left because I'd love you. Want to, you start talking
yeah.
to people
yep.
and
yep.
you're
yep.
having such a great
yep.
time. It's so much fun. But I'm like, I've got to go to bed.
Know.
You know, it's so tough. It's
this
so tough.
Is the business we chose.
This is our lives.
Is it?
Days of our lives.
It is. Deb, how are we doing? It's rainy out there, so that means the traffic's mm-hmm. going to be nuts. 6:51 yeah. with Debbie on the roads on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Yeah, rain and fog, so kind of messy. Please be careful, everybody. Let's go to the LIE West, right at South Oyster Bay Road. It's an accident being cleared. Still a big mess as you head over to the Staten Island Expressway westbound at the Highland Boulevard. They just cleaned up an overturned tractor trailer, but traffic is very heavy. Also, the eastbound Staten Island Expressway, heavy Forest Ave all the way out through Highland Boulevard. Expect delays on the eastbound BQE right at Northern Boulevard with a collision. LIE West still jammed up out by the BQE, getting through that new construction zone, getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. It's busy at the Whitestone Bridge into Queens, Throgs Neck better. Inbound GWB lower level, a collision, really foggy at the GWB, Lincoln 15 in, Holland 15. We're still seeing delays on 80 West at 287. It looks like a car flipped over there. The Garden State Parkway North at 135, accident over in Clark, and the Cross County East at the Hutch, a collision there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
For our Ask the Lawyer friends and listeners, you can attend any of Connors and Sullivan's free seminars on elder law, Medicaid, wills, and estate planning, and more.
Yes, it's all free and all close to you. So come to Connors and Sullivan's free seminars.
On Tuesday, June 25th at the 3 West Club, 3 West 51st Street in Midtown Manhattan at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And on Thursday, June 27th at Bocelli's Ristorante, 1250 Highland Boulevard in Grasmere, Staten Island at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m.
Can't go to any Connors and Sullivan's free seminars? Then call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment.
Make an educated decision on your estate and family legal solutions today. Just call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 or go to connorsandsullivan.com. Connors and Sullivan. Plan now for later.
We're surrounded by noise.
Order today.
Bombarded by information. Messages struggling to get attention. So many choices and ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. Today's technology can do that, but you need the resources and know-how to make it all work. You need Salem Surround. With all the digital marketing tools available and necessary to compete in today's business world, you need to know how to use all the options efficiently. Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. We know digital marketing and how to deliver customers so you can run your business. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. For no limitations on how and where you can reach customers, there's Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
A flash flood watch remains in effect for areas near into the south and west of 287 through late tonight. Overcast and damp to start with areas of dense fog, some drizzle, and a couple of showers and a thunderstorm. And later today, clouds and breaks of sun, warm but humid with a high of 79. A couple of heavy, gusty thunderstorms later this afternoon and early tonight can produce damaging winds and flooding downpours. And cloudy and muggy late tonight with a shower, low 68. Tomorrow, clouds and a shower or two giving way to some sunshine, becoming windy and turning less humid, high 79. AM 970, The Answer.
You're going to break the microphone with that. Oh, and you're getting it on your maple syrup and your French toast.
Yeah, but the good thing about Duracell that I like, and when I shake hands and I'm at church and everybody's shaking my hand, especially when I go to get communion, Joe, how are you? Happy Father's Day. Oh, ooh. And then I go, then you hear this. Joey, Big Joey was laughing because I was there, and I forget where we were, public place. And all of a sudden, I shake hands, and then I could see I could reach out in my inside pocket, inside a small inside pocket, the lower part of my jacket on the left-hand side. I sneak it out, and I just go a couple. With one hand, I really sterilize my hand. The beauty of Durasan, it's not sticky, and it has no, you know, if you use the other product, no names mentioned, Purell, it's sticky, it's icky, it's alcohol, and it only lasts for seconds. This Durasan, it lasts for 24 hours. It's non-toxic, and it has healing properties, not unlike Neosporin. This is me talking. This is the results I get from Durasan. It comes in bottles, wipes, foamers, sprays that are perfect for everyday use. I keep the Durasan on the kitchen, by the kitchen sink. So when I make eggs in the morning, I'm making French toast, crack the eggs. I don't like the salmonella on my hand. I take the foamer, a little shot, boom. Hand is completely sanitized for 24 hours. Durasan also developed an antimicrobial hand soap that we keep in the restroom here at the station. It's FDA approved, environmentally safe. All right, Durasan has a long line of safe-to-use products. You got to check it out. The mosquito spray, I keep that for my little Charlie when she goes running around the property out in the boondocks there. I spray the Durasan mosquito spray, USDA organic, by the way. Now, you can get 20% off when you mention the Piscopo Show. To learn more about Durasan products, please go to Durasan.com, D-U-R-I-S-A-N. Also, Joe Giovanello went down to our retro fitness gym down in Flemington, New Jersey. And just because, Joe said, I'm not allowed to say defog because the FDA was listening. Is that unbelievable? Or the EPA, somebody said, you can't say defog. You can't say that. Okay, I won't say that. But I will say they sanitized with a fog-like spray the entire gym. They can do that for your office workplace. They can do that for your airplane. They could do it for matter of fact, we should do that here at the station. We should really do that, get Joe in to do that whole thing. Because you don't realize how many germs are really around. Durasan, if you're a company and if you're a healthcare company, you want to start using Durasan. You can go to Durasan.com or call 844-DURASAN, 844-387-4726. Okay, we're going to try to do a radio show when we come back. We apologize. It's one of those hours. Oh, it's Thursday here. But there is a lot of serious news to get into, and we will get into it. This U.S. confirms drone shot down. So that's a confirmation of the United States. So a United States official is confirming that. We will talk to a man that knows battle and knows the military better than anybody, Medal of Honor recipient Colonel Jack Jacobs will join us when we come back on Radio Piscopo with Frank and Al and Debbie. Love you for listening. We're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
66 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattula with local news first. Here's what's going on. New information is surfacing about the man accused of intentionally pulling the emergency brake on New York City subways. An indictment was released on Wednesday in the case involving 23-year-old Isaiah Thompson. According to the documents, Thompson stopped the trains because he wanted the attention. Prosecutors believe Thompson pulled the brakes on several subways over a span of 2 months. He's facing several charges, including criminal trespass. NBA draft tips off tonight at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. The New Orleans Pelicans hold the top pick, widely expected to take Duke freshman phenom Zion Williamson. Memphis Grizzlies will pick second. They've been linked to Murray State point guard Jai Morant. And the Knicks have the third pick. They're expected to select Duke forward R.J. Barrett.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.